Bitcoin's Lightning payment servers hit in new infrastructure exploit. A new exploit is draining funds from merchant Lightning nodes, the payment servers that businesses run to accept instant Bitcoin transactions, according to a report from CoinDesk published on August 8, 2026. It is the second exploit to hit Bitcoin payment infrastructure in a short stretch, and it lands on the layer that most crypto payment products actually depend on. Bitcoin itself traded at $64,124 as of August 8, 2026, up 0.9% on the day, with no visible reaction to the news. That gap is the point. The base blockchain and its price are not what is under pressure here. The software and servers stacked on top of it are. The layer that gets attacked is not the one people watch. Bitcoin's main chain settles roughly one block every 10 minutes, which makes it slow and expensive for a coffee or a retail checkout. The Lightning Network was built to fix that. It opens payment channels between parties, lets them exchange thousands of instant transactions off-chain, and only writes the opening and closing balances back to Bitcoin. Merchants who accept Lightning run a node, keep some Bitcoin liquidity parked in open channels, and let customers pay in fractions of a second. That parked liquidity is exactly what an attacker wants. A merchant node has to keep funds live and reachable to route payments. It cannot sit fully cold the way a savings wallet can. The moment those funds are online and controlled by node software rather than a person confirming each spend, the software becomes the target. The CoinDesk report frames this as a drain on payment servers specifically, not a break in Bitcoin's cryptography. A pattern, not a one-off. This is the second infrastructure exploit to surface recently, and the repetition matters more than any single incident. The theme running through 2026 has been attackers moving up the stack. When the core protocol is hard to break, the value shifts to the tools and services wrapped around it. Node software, hosted payment servers, browser front ends, and automated bridges. The same story has played out elsewhere this year. The privacy swap service Bolts paused operations after an AI-assisted attack wave, and thieves who breached a cold card supply run moved 64 BTC and 200 ETH through mixers to cash out. None of those were failures of Bitcoin math. They were failures of the machinery around it. A recent Bitcoin Red Team sprint made the same point from the defensive side, flagging nearly 5,000 security findings in 30 hours across the ecosystem's code. The risk sits with node operators. For a shopper, a Lightning payment feels instant and clean. The risk sits with whoever operates the node. A business running its own payment server is responsible for patching that software, isolating the machine, and limiting how much liquidity it keeps hot at any moment. A drain like the one CoinDesk describes hits the operator's working balance, not the customer who already walked out with their goods. That responsibility gap is why many businesses hand Lightning off to a hosted processor rather than run the node themselves. It removes the maintenance burden, but it also concentrates funds. A single compromised processor can expose many merchants at once, the same custodial trade-off that has burned crypto users before when a provider froze or lost balances. Self-custodied node operators avoid that single point of failure, but take on the patching and monitoring work themselves. The read for anyone spending Bitcoin. The direct exposure here is narrow. If you spend Bitcoin through a card or app, your funds are not sitting in a random merchant's Lightning node. The people at risk are the operators of those nodes and the processors that run them at scale. Most crypto cards do not touch Lightning at all, since they convert crypto to fiat over Visa or MasterCard rails rather than settling in Bitcoin channels. The longer signal is worth holding on to. As more payment products lean on Lightning for cheap instant Bitcoin settlement, the security of the routing layer becomes their security too. A settlement rail is only as trustworthy as the servers keeping it live. When those servers keep getting drained, the pressure moves on to the companies building spend from your own wallet products and hosted Bitcoin payment options to prove their infrastructure can take a hit and keep routing. Full technical details on the exploit were still limited at the time of writing, and CoinDesk's report is the primary source. Expect the specifics on how the payment servers were reached and how much was drained to firm up as node operators and the affected software's maintainers respond.